Chapter 2. How one can cling to and seek Christ alone, disdaining everything else. Certainly, anyone who desires and aims to arrive at and remain in such a state must needs above all have eyes and senses closed and not be inwardly involved or worried about anything, nor concerned or occupied with anything, but should completely reject all such things as irrelevant, harmful, and dangerous. Then he should withdraw himself totally within himself, and not pay any attention to any object entering the mind except Jesus Christ, the wounded one, alone. And so he should turn his attention with care and determination through him into him, that is, through the man into God, through the wounds of his humanity, into the innermost reality of his divinity. Here he can commit himself and all that he is individually and as a whole promptly, securely, and without discussion to God's unwearying providence in accordance with the words of Peter, "Cast all your care upon him," 1 Peter 5:7, "who can do everything." And again, "In nothing be anxious," Philippians 4:6. Or, what is more, "Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you," Psalm 55:22. Or again, "It is good for me to hold fast to God," Psalm 73:28. "And I have always set up God before me," Psalm 16:8. The bride, too, in the Song of Songs says, "I have found him whom my soul loves," Canticle 3:4. And again, "All good things came to me along with her," Wisdom 7:11. This, after all, is the hidden heavenly treasure, none other than the pearl of great price, which must be sought with resolution, esteeming it in humble faithfulness, eager diligence, and calm silence before all things, and preferring it even above physical comfort, or honor and renown. For what good does it do a religious if he gains the whole world but suffers the loss of his soul? Or what is the benefit of his state of life, the holiness of his profession, the virtue of his habit and tonsure, or the outer circumstances of his way of life if he is without a life of spiritual humility and truth in which Christ abides through a faith created by love? That is what Luke means by the kingdom of God. That is, Jesus Christ is within you. Luke 17:21. End of chapter 2.